had to remember that Columbine was a political event. I believe it was conducted to achieve political ends. And to achieve political ends, he had to have maximum emotional impact upon the body psyche. So, of course, all the TV cameras were focused on the school. It was the subject of mass publicity in the months afterwards. So it was mined for everything it's worth. And such an event becomes part of the, I guess you could say, the collective memory of the nation. And if you look at the problem-reaction-solution theory, that first you have the problem, the reaction was the mass hysteria afterwards. There was the rubbing of our noses into the violence that these kids, these innocent children, had to endure. And, of course, the solution was ever stricter laws governing school, ever more laws governing our acquisition of firearms. So to achieve political ends, you have to traumatize the masses. Just like 9/11, the nation was collectively traumatized over and over again. If there had been no cameras, there would have been, you know, no massive reaction, no excuse to make political changes afterwards. To have a political event to achieve this massive shock value, the choice of children as victims becomes clear. That to achieve that kind of maximum shock, you have to have innocent victims. And the children, of course, are better than anybody else. I mean, we all want to rally around and save the children. My God, the children should not have to endure this. So to achieve that maximum shock value, children have to be the target, which is why we've seen school attacks over and over again. When the one school attack doesn't achieve the desired ends, i.e. being a push for more gun control, you hit them again and again. You mentioned earlier Dunblane in England, Port Arthur in Australia. These were massive random raid shooting events that achieved their objective immediately, which was gun control in both cases. So those nations really weren't hit again and again with these school shooting events. But we, of course, we have our gun Second Amendment culture. We are hit repeatedly, every 6 months now, it seems like. I'm gratified to say that we still don't have that gun control, because I think to do that would be to let the conspirators achieve their desired goals. I think the American people are a little bit tougher than the people in England and Australia. They know what the agenda is.